Southern Soul is a local four-piece band that plays Southern rock, red dirt, and country music. The band won a Battle of the Bands and performed during Fall Festival shortly after they formed. They have a gig soon in Commerce. Band members Adam Hall and Ryan Brown were guests on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Monday morning.
We came to be a band. We all knew each other from being in other bands, and one day decided to get together at a friend's house and play just to have a good time. And then shortly after that, we decided to join the Battle of the Bands there in Silver Springs. And
okay, that was months back, huh?
Yeah, that was in October?
Yeah, sometime.
The beginning
around
of October?
About September, yeah. Roughly, is when we started getting together.
And then we won that, and we had to play another show at the Fall Festival, and then we just decided, hey, we're having fun. Let's keep doing this. And that's basically, you know, what it's led us to. We're playing, we got our first real big full-length show coming up in Commerce on Friday at the Drunken Mule Saloon. So that's going to be the next place you can see us play.
So that's right downtown?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, okay, looking back, you told me that you started playing like last fall,
mm-hmm.
and then here came the Battle of the Bands contest, and you immediately entered it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you think y'all won? What do you think the edge was?
The crowd. The crowd is what helped us win. We had a whole lot of friends and family came, but we had a whole lot of people that came up to us afterwards that said we controlled the crowd, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. We just had a good time is what it was, and got everybody else involved in it, you know. And once you do that, everybody's having a good time. So they voted for us.
That's the name of the game, get people to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a big boost of confidence for y'all right there.
Oh, most definitely.
Okay. Now I'm going to want to ask you some more things about, as you go down the road and recordings and stuff like that. But first of all, let's kind of get to know who you are in the band.
Okay.
And so our spokesman, at least this morning, most of the time, Adam Hall here, tell us what your part is in the band.
I am the lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist for the band.
Okay. And you're also...
I do most of the lyrical composing for the band. We kind of share responsibility on the arrangement side of the songwriting.
Okay, we're gonna get Ryan in on the conversation. Tell us what you do.
I play drums and do my best to help a lot with the writing process of things. Mm-hmm. Whenever we got together, we were playing mostly covers, stuff like that, and we took the last end of the year into up to today to write a full-length album, and so we've really spent the last couple of months just hammering out tons and tons of songs, tons of ideas, and really like the direction we're going in at this point.
So how do you get inspiration for writing?
Well, for me, the most part is just what I'm feeling at the moment, whether or not I just got an argument with somebody, or I'm reminiscing on a good time, or something like that. I'll just have the guitar, and whatever I'm feeling just kind of comes out. When I write with Ryan, it's usually he has an idea. It's like, hey, you know, these are the chords. This is the words I have now. What do you think of it? And then it just 30 minutes later, we have a finished song. Me and him just kind of burn through stuff like that. But
what about as you learn something new in life, or some new concept comes to you that, hey, I didn't know that before. I didn't know how that worked before. And you guys are not very old.
Oh, no, no, no.
tell me your ages.
I'm 28.
I'll be 27 in about a week.
Okay. You guys have a lot to learn yet.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely the last song I wrote. I really don't have a title for it yet, but it kind of came out of nowhere like that. I just kind of had an epiphany as I was writing it, like, who am I singing this about? Who is this about? And you know, just this idea of something that I don't even have. And you kind of make those realizations, you know, whether you do it in the middle of the song, you do it before the song, or you do it afterwards. You know, that stuff just kind of hits you when it hits you.
KSST News.